What's up, everybody? How you doing out there? Today is June 29th. A lot is happening. I don't even know where to start right now. So let's see. We had a pretty extensive show planned tonight. All that's kind of been ripped to shreds right now. I don't know. Well, let me say this first. Thanks to everybody who's been listening. Thanks to everybody who tuned in the last couple of weeks. This is Around the Rink in the PHF, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be Around the Rink in the PHF because we might have to change the name or something like that. But let's get started there. My name is Dan Rice, by the way. Allie, can you hear me? You all right?
Yes.
That's Allie Morris, former goaltender for the Minnesota Whitecaps. Thanks to everybody who's listened to the show again. Thanks to everybody who listened to the last episode with Ann Tokarski. We had something like 175 listens on Twitter and a whole bunch more on Spotify and Apple Music. So thanks to everybody who listened to that one. And happy birthday to Ann. Your birthday present is that there is a lot happening. The PHF and the PWHPA are merging, not merging. Merge isn't a word. It feels like a merge, but it's not. It's kind of an acquisition.
Acquisition. Yeah.
Everything is kind of happening real time. We were supposed to have Cassidy Sauvé on tonight. That's not going to happen. She was on the call. She might still be on the call that was that took place at 8 o'clock, where all the players basically found out that all their contracts have been voided. That kind of sucks for a lot of players. I don't want to get too much into that just yet. As far as what are the teams going to be, what are the roster sizes, all that stuff, like that's all kind of up in the air. I don't think, from what I was just recently told, I don't think it's going to start, planned like the PHF season. I had reported that Montreal's home opener was going to be November 10th. That's not going to be the case. It's going to start in, you know, late December, early January, something like that. There's still a lot to be figured out. But, Allie, your initial thoughts, what are you thinking as all this is kind of unfolding in real time? Is bad timing for us or good timing that we're wanted to record tonight?
It just feels all too reminiscent of how I found out that the P-Dub was happening as a thing. I was in a movie when that happened, got out of the movie and was like, what on God's earth is happening? I was just eating dinner tonight, and then, you know, you and I were chatting, so I got on Twitter and I was like, oh my God. So I don't know if my brain's really wrapped around it yet. In some senses, I think a lot of good can come from this, but it's going to be a lot probably different than we've been used to for the last 6 years, maybe five.
Yeah. And you know, like my immediate thoughts go right to the players. Like I said, that everybody's kind of contracts have been voided. And that's, you know, for players who thought that they had their stuff shit lined up for the foreseeable future, for the next year, for the next 2 years, whatever, like that all kind of sucks. We are kind of just left hanging or kind of with a question mark over your head. I'm sure that a lot of players that are signed or that had previously signed aren't going to be signed in whatever this looks like in the future. That kind of sucks. And that also goes for staff too. Like, I don't know how that works. Like, you know, I think of like Montreal, who is really excited to get into their second season and You know, as I mentioned last week, they have their home rink lined up, and you know, they were really excited about that. And now what does that all look like? Like, everything's just going to look different, right? I don't know. It's everything is so unknown, but it's crazy. It's ridiculously crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we just got so excited that goalies were getting 2-year deals, and now it's all just freaking whacked. So now it's like, all right, we get to jump on a whole different beast of a carousel now, I guess.
Yeah, and obviously it's happened really fast, because the last signings were announced like yesterday, right? Like, Buffalo announced a signing yesterday, and you know, teams are pretty much, there was three teams that were pretty much complete. Like, they were going to kind of add some flex practice players, taxi squad players, whatever you want to call them, or whatever they were going to call it this year. Those discussions were being had, you know, now everything is just kind of like the script for tonight's show. It's kind of just ripped up.
Might as well light that on fire.
Yeah. Like, and it, for like a little inside, like, peek as to how we do this, like, I kind of write up a script like the day of, right, Allie, and I literally handwrite it, and I take a picture of it and I send it to Allie, just so we can kind of stay on task. And like,
Dan, I have to blame you. You changed the ink color today.
Yeah, you know what, I might have to take the blame for that. I did change. I'll write like what I'm gonna say in black or blue, and I write what I want Allie to get into in red, and I changed it to purple today, and now everything's gone to hell. You know, I really think Cassidy Sauvé is a really cool person, really great player. Had a really tough season last season with injuries. Never really hurt, like, she was hurt from like training, not training camp, like preseason. And just never really, she played 3-4 games, and, you know, rehabs, undergoes off-season surgery, signs a deal with Boston. Like, you know, they check out all her medicals and everything, and she has to go through that whole process. And kind of wanted to get into all that with her. And it's like, now all that is like, it's gone. Like, it's gone with the wind. Like, that's, you know, I don't know if she's going to still play. Like, nobody knows. Like, nobody even knows, I don't think, at this point, like, what the teams are going to be and what the locations are going to be, who's going to be running the teams. Like, this is all, like, from a player's point of view, right, it's got to be, like, they're on this call, they're hearing things from their friends, agents, other player friends, right? Like, you're just kind of consuming information from wherever you can.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, like I said, when I found out about the P-Dub, I was going about my life, seeing a movie, came out. I'm sure there are girls that still, I mean, I guess they had to be on a call. So, I mean, you know, that maybe they're not near their phone, they haven't seen anything, but I'm sure a lot of them are gutted. Like you said, I mean, we've got girls moving to different states, completely uprooting their lives, probably have rent signed, and they're like,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, that's another aspect of it too. Like, that's, I don't know how all that works. Like, but we've said on this show, you know, numerous times, a 2-year deal isn't worth the paper it's printed on, because how many players, like, we had Kaylee Fracken was on a 2-year deal with Boston, just not to single her out, but was on a 2-year deal and then wasn't, and there was no mention of what happened or anything like that. So it's like, these kind of things happen all the time, and it's really confusing, I'm sure, for a lot of players. And like you said, like, I know Cass was, she was coaching tonight. Like, so she was actually done in time and was able to get on this call at 8:00. I'm sure there's a lot of players that probably don't even know right now. Like, I can't imagine that all of them were, you know, were able to respond in a timely manner, because this literally developed pretty quick too. I heard something this afternoon about, did you hear anything about a big rumor? And no, I didn't hear anything.
No.
and that was like, I don't know, I want to say like 3:00. I was coming home from work. And then, within the last hour and a half, 2 hours, it really escalated. And, I heard there might be a call. There might be a town hall call. And then all of a sudden it was, there is a call at 8 o'clock, and you know, kind of what I first heard was merger, but that's obviously not what this is. And I'm sure they want to make it seem that way, where it's not, no, we're not merging with them. We're buying them out. Like, I kind of get that. I don't know. How do you look at that? As does that matter to you? Like how it's phrased or how it's presented?
I mean, there's kind of been a certain, let's call it a tone between the two ever since the P-Dub has been a thing. And I think them acquiring the PHF kind of reiterates the hierarchy, I guess, if you will. I mean, they're going to say with their words, there's no hierarchy, but you know what I mean? It's, well, we acquired you, so you're welcome for the resources, the stuff, and the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know I've used that word 1,000 times already tonight, but really interesting the way that everything just, you know, I feel for everybody that has to kind of start over and you know, I said to a player that asked me like if what was happening, I said, you know, if this is happening, I don't like the, especially the timing of it. Like, this is something that should have been like, season's over, hey, let's do this. Not like the season's over, let's just, you know, sign a bunch of players. Like I said, Montreal's got like 20 players, Minnesota 22, and the Riveters are in that range too. And now it's just, everybody's just, everything's just ripped up like a piece of paper. Like, and wasn't there in the past, like some of the teams or the players, if they played in either, I don't know if it was on that side or this side, where you couldn't leave to go play in another league, right? Like you had certain clauses in their contracts, maybe.
I think I heard something like that, and then it was like specified, like you can go play for your national team. Like that was an exemption of, quote unquote, playing for another entity or something like that. But I feel like, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to, like, the PHF, the seven teams that they have, they're pretty well established in their locations. To me, it would make sense to just continue that. And maybe those teams are just, you know, going back to ground zero, and maybe they'll have a draft or something, or I don't know how that'll all be sorted out. It would be really interesting to me if, you know, certain teams survive this and other teams don't. Like, I don't know how that works. There's just like so many questions, right? Like I could go on and on and on all night, but hopefully, you know, it just means, we've been saying for months on this show, like we need more, there's more players than there were spots. So maybe this helps to fill in those gaps. And there's obviously those players that never wanted to play in this league that are going to fill some spots too. To me, that just means that you know, the amount of teams is going to be really interesting to see how it shakes out. Is it, I would assume it's going to be more than seven, but they already have these established teams. How established are they in other cities or other, you know, we've talked about previously Chicago is a destination, right? Somewhere in the Midwest. We've talked about Ottawa being a possible PHF destination. Like, that's, you know, there's going to be a couple of teams in Canada. So, hopefully it's, you know, everybody kind of gets what they want, and we all get the best players playing under one roof. And that's, you know, in essence, what everybody kind of wanted from day one, right?
I really hope, because what, PHF is at seven teams. I really hope we get at minimum 10. And, you know, a lot, like you said, a lot of these bases, if you will, are extremely established. So I'm hoping most, if not all, get to stay. But for my Midwestern sake, I hope they freaking add like a Milwaukee, a Chicago, Duluth. I don't know. It'd be worth it.
So if there's like, say, like you said, 10 teams, I think that would be, you know, an okay number to everybody would kind of be acceptable with for year one of what's going to be this new unified group of players. Like, if you keep those seven teams and you have those foundations and you just kind of build out around that, I think that works. I think that'd be the way to do it. And then there'll obviously be more interest for more teams. I think you can expand to Pennsylvania, to DC, especially into the South, like in Florida area, Carolina, more out towards the Midwest, like you said, Milwaukee, Detroit, Chicago. Like there's, you can start to fill up pretty fast. And I think if anything, the players that played in the PHF over the last 6, 7, 8 years have proved that, like, they can play a good, entertaining brand of hockey. And they have to, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. But I think 10 teams would be a nice start. Again, I wonder about, you know, where some of the players' heads are at and who ends up being a part of it and who isn't. It will be really interesting to follow, I guess, as a reporter, who's not going to end up, you know, playing that had signed already, like those kind of things.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, most, if not every single PHF player was completely blindsided by it. So I'm sure, I mean, just like you and I haven't wrapped our heads around it, I'm sure they're not even close. Obviously, they have more information than us just getting off of that call or still on it or whatever, but
sure.
I'm sure they're all still equally, like, not really sure how to feel about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm sure some of them are like, yeah, sure, whatever. I can make whatever work. And I'm sure, like we said, some are, am I even going to make the cut now? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's those right, those bottom six players, especially we talk about goalies every week on this show. The backup goalies, like where does that put them? Like, you know, and I wonder about, like, the players that coming out of college, you know, they signed a nice deal for themselves. Pick any college player that you want that just signed this season to play in the PHF. Like, will all of them end up in this new league? I don't know. It seems unlikely. Kind of feels like that it puts them in a weird spot too. I wonder how many players will head overseas. That's always an option, right? And we've seen
that was another thought, because don't most of those teams have, like, a certain number of imports that they can only take?
Yeah.
And, like, so, I mean, those spots are also limited. Obviously, I don't know how soon those fill up or don't, but, like, finding out, we'll just call it July at this point. I mean, those overseas seasons aren't going to start in January, right? So, I mean, that kind of puts a fire under the kids that are like, I don't actually want to do this.
Yeah, and I think of Taylor House, who I talked to a little bit, and we talked about a couple of weeks ago that I said she was going to come on the show. She ended up signing over to play in Sweden. Because she had a deal, she wasn't able to work out a deal here with one of the teams after playing one season with Boston. And, you know, I wonder how many other players will make that jump. And like you said, I know they have a limit on import players and stuff like that. So, a lot of decisions to be made over the next couple of days, weeks, months. Like I said, I don't think that anything is going to start like the PHF was scheduled to start at the beginning of November. I think it'll be a couple of months after that. I don't know what else to say, really. Anybody that's listening live, if you want to drop a question now or topic, we'll try and find a way to word an answer for it. I see a lot of people have been listening tonight. So that's awesome, and thank you. we're all kind of really blindsided. That was the, I think you said that word, right? That's like the perfect word, blindsided. Like,
yeah.
And again, like I said, I know for sure not every player was on that call. Like, it just
it's not feasibly possible. There's no way.
Right. And who's on vacation or something? Like, you don't even know. Like,
I know for a fact at least one person that I talk to frequently is on vacation.
Yeah. So there you go. Right. So, and it's just crazy. And like I said a couple of times, we had a really cool show, I thought, tonight, like, especially not just Cassidy, but like, there was a lot of stuff kind of going on behind the scenes the last couple of days. One team in particular was looking to make a really big splash, and I was really excited to tease all that, and now I'm like, man, this freaking sucks. Like, I had another cool idea for a celebrity we talked about a couple weeks ago, celebrity owners, right? And we talked about J.J. Watt, Eli Manning, and Chloe Grace Moretz. She's an actor. I'm sure a lot of people listening know her name, know her face. She's a huge Islanders fan from what I've seen and heard. That would be like the perfect kind of person to, you know, invest and maybe purchase a team. I don't know how that would work now with everything that's going on, but again, we had it kind of seems weird now to bring up after everything that's happened today, but it was written on the script that I'm staring at, that we're not talking about anything on it. It's really, really crazy. Last call for questions, because I feel like I'm just kind of rambling around, talking in circles. Allie, you have any final thoughts you want to add on tonight?
I just hope they push, like, official newsers and information so, like, the supporters of the league can wrap their heads around it and, you know, I guess find the best way to support whatever the heck is going to come, hopefully later this year. But I don't know. I think obviously it's important for the players to know more first, but I think public information sooner than later is going to be very necessary.
Yeah. And it's a shame, like, you know, like I said, I heard about this, like, whispers, big news earlier this afternoon, or however you look at it, later this afternoon. And I always kind of hesitate with stuff like that. Like, I don't want to, I never got into this to be like a news break or anything like that. And especially in this space, it just kind of morphed into that. And that's fine. I people trust me with information and, you know, I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, but it stinks that, like, this is the way the world is now, where things happen in real time, right? Like, when I got into writing, I'm old, but when I got into writing, like, the internet wasn't as big as it is currently, and especially social media, where it's kind of like you consume information on a minute to minute, second to second basis, right? Like, I'm sure a lot of people listening have been scrolling Twitter all day, whether it's the NHL draft or this news with women's hockey, like, and news develops in real time. And sometimes that sucks for the people involved, especially the players, because I'm sure a lot of them were finding out seconds before they jumped on the call, or, you know, saw some information or heard some information, or maybe they didn't, like, you know, they kind of found out on this call tonight, and everything is kind of sudden. And that's tough. Hopefully everybody's okay and able to deal with it. And, yeah. So the future of the show, we can just be around the rink. we might have to drop the PHF. We'll see until there's kind of like an official, press release, which I'm sure will be coming soon. I'm going to continue to do what I can to help this sport and these players, as much as I can. I know this is a small slice of the big pie, but I'm just trying to do my part. And hopefully we have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we will.
Probably more than we had hoped or anticipated.
Yeah. A little bit more. Like I said, I thought we had some cool stuff that was kind of happening behind the scenes that we would have been able to talk about. Maybe one day we'll do all the stuff that I heard that never happened this off season, because where everybody's kind of going back to square one. So that might be a fun, like, kind of like emptying of the notebook, because there was some doozies. I heard some crazy things, some interesting players connected to some interesting teams, some things that didn't work out, some things that did. And now I guess all that doesn't mean anything.
Everyone's at square one.
It's kind of in that regards, it's interesting, exciting to see teams kind of being built from scratch again. But I feel for the players, especially like we said, the backup goalies, the maybe the third goalies, the third and fourth liners, your fifth and sixth defenders. Some of them will probably end up playing here in North America this season, and some of them might not, unfortunately. And that's just kind of how it's going to be, I guess. So we'll be back next week. I was actually going to say maybe we'll take next week off because, you know, the whole holiday, and right, at least here in the States, it's a holiday on Tuesday. I have off on Monday. The whole rest of the week, it's you know, you're not going to know what day of the week it is. So I was thinking, like, you know, maybe I'll be like the coach that gives his or her team the rest of the week off. But maybe we will do another show next week if some news comes out, if I, you know, have the time to, we'll do that. So this is Around the Rink of the PHF, presented by the Ice Garden. Thanks to everybody who's been listening, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music. If you're not listening live, and somehow you found this and you don't know who I am on Twitter, you can find me at D Rice Hockey, or Dr. Ice Hockey, as some people say. You can find my co-host, Allie Morris, former goaltender for the Minnesota Whitecaps, at Allie Morris. And that's pretty much it. We will be back next week, I think. And I have a little special friend to help take us out for tonight's show.
Hi, this is Carly Jackson from the Toronto Six, and you're listening to Around the Rink in the PHF on the Ice Garden Radio Network.